This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, joined in studio this morning by Janelle Kalish, as well as CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, they'd love to help you out. Get you on the phone. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, the website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. Easy enough, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of fantastic information about Klaus Financial. You can learn all about the different divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Scroll down towards the bottom of the page. You'll see a little envelope. It says Stay Current. That's where you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It'll give you once a week a little message in your inbox about what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the podcast of the previous week. So if you missed a little of today's show or anything like that, it's a great chance to get caught up. Again, our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Again, Klaus website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. As I mentioned, CJ and Janelle joining us this morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. We're doing great.
Janelle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Great to see both of you. And it looks like, CJ, you had some cash in some of those birthday cards. You carry cash.
Oh, jeez. I came in with a money clip with $10 in it. Come on.
You're a young guy. I mean, I hardly ever carry cash. I figure CJ's got to be
my
all
wife
digital.
My wife does not carry any cash, and it actually bugs the tar out of me. But that's a separate issue. That's not what our show is about
exactly.
Today.
We'll talk about that after the program. Don't forget, as always, our retirement planning professionals are here to answer your questions. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. The reason we are here today is talk about retirement planning, and we're going to talk a lot about the proper withdrawal rate. Very important question when it comes to preparing and, of course, living well in retirement. Before we get to that, of course, we have the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week each and every week. This week, another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Joann Fabric and Craft Store. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the show. Just listen very closely to the program, though. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Before we get rolling on this week's topic, and speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz question and get not only the question, but the answer as well.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone, and all that called in, and congratulations to our winner. The quiz question of the week last week was, what percentage of small business owners plan to sell their company to fund between 60 and 100% of their retirement? And the answer was 78% of small business owners plan to sell their company to fund 60 to 100% of their retirement.
And last week's show was especially, obviously, if you're a small business owner, definitely worth listening back up on if you did miss any of it, or if you want to listen again, just get to klausfinancial.com. Again, we'll do a Klaus Quiz Question Week again this week as well. Listen closely to the program. As mentioned, we are talking planning for proper retirement with withdrawal rate. This is a big question, obviously, but also as we live longer, there's definitely more to consider there. We're spending more time in retirement, aren't we?
Yeah, so there's during this show, we talk about a lot of topics related to retirement planning, from pensions to Social Security to savings rates to even some interesting stats as it pertains to Americans and retirees. But one of the topics that we like to get to occasionally is, hey, there's all this focus on accumulation, as there should be, but getting to retirement is actually about decumulation, right? It's about the spending or the utilization of all that money you've compiled. And so Janelle and I and many advisors in our office like to kind of visualize it as, I have this bucket of money, right? So whether it be pre-tax or Roth or after-tax money, it's still a singular bucket of money. And then we poke a hole in the bottom of the bucket and money starts to drain out. Here's the question. How big should that hole be? Right? So that's the visualization. As a matter of fact, this might even be like a high school math question, right? If I poke a hole at the bottom of a bucket and 4% of that drains out per year, how long will it last? So it's kind of this question of, what is a sustainable withdrawal rate? So when retirees think, many are fearful about outliving their income, obviously, in retirement. It's actually one of the number one fears relative to retirement planning. So the three elements that most significantly affect planning are the need for real income in retirement. Real meaning inflation adjusted, by the way. Mm-hmm. The second is the risk of having to sell all your assets to provide income at the wrong time. And this would be during a bear market. And finally, the third would be the likelihood of future decades of historically low market returns. Those are the three elements that most significantly affect this retirement planning. So some questions you need to ask is, what is my withdrawal rate? How much do I plan on pulling out? And by the way, when we're talking about withdrawal rate, this is money out of your portfolio per year divided by the total assets you have available. So again, back to that visualization, bucket, hole at the bottom of it. And obviously your withdrawal rate is supported by or offset by other income sources like Social Security, pension, spousal income, or it can be offset by expenses that you have, a mortgage coming into retirement. So unfortunately, it's not as simple as saying, hey, CJ, I earn $100,000 today. And so in retirement, I figured out I need $100,000 of a hole at the bottom of my bucket. And I go, well, that's completely flawed, because what about Social Security? Oh, yeah. What about your pension? Oh, yeah. What about that part-time work you said you're going to do? So, no, you don't need that much. And furthermore, you told me you're going to pay off your mortgage, so your expenses won't be as high, right? So hopefully people are tracking with me. It's a little more complex than just figuring you need to poke a hole at the bottom of the bucket in retirement that's the same size as your current income today. But certainly things to be considered.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals, 321-1310, or toll-free 877-235-1310. So when we're looking at this stuff, of course, we always like to keep things simple. We say, well, what is the rule of thumb? What about me? What do I need to know when it comes to withdrawal rates? What is that rule of thumb?
Well, it depends. like CJ said, it depends upon how much outside income you have coming in, Social Security, pension, part-time job maybe. But we look at a variety of things, how long you have in retirement. Somebody at age 70 doesn't need as much as somebody retiring at age 60. So it all depends, but we suggest an approximate 4% pull. Hmm. CJ mentioned that before. If you have money in your bucket and you have a hole at the bottom, you know, 4% coming out.
Fun fact for people, if you poked a 4% hole at the bottom of a bucket and didn't pour anything in, meaning you earn no interest, it would last 25 years.
Oh.
Now, that's assuming no volatility, but that's kind of just fun math. Why is 4% sustainable? Well, because even if you didn't earn anything, it lasts 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. And obviously, when we talk about this too, you mentioned markets, inflation's also a factor in this too, isn't it?
Right. So you don't want to, you know, if the market is up 10%, you don't want to pull the full 10% because the market doesn't always go up 10%. If it goes down 10% next year, you have a little reserve in the bucket to still sustain that 4%.
Very good stuff. Talking with Janelle Kalish and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, we'd love to get you on the air with them right now. Our number's 321-1310, 321-1310. You also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. Get you on the air with your questions. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637, online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Janelle, CJ, and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Janelle and CJ, Lines are open at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We can get you on the air right now. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget about Klaus Financial's website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about them from the website. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Talking this morning with CJ and Janelle about proper retirement withdrawal and what the proper withdrawal rates are. And as we've learned, it all depends, mostly depends on who you are, what you want to do, what type of lifestyle you're accustomed to. We heard, and I think it was CJ, you may have mentioned this in that last segment, but part of the conversation had to do with cash flow in retirement. And a lot of people don't realize your expenses change, some of your deductions change, some of the things when it comes to properly managing your income, it changes once you retire. And you had said 100% of what you're, if you're making $100,000 or living on $100,000 a year, well, in retirement, it's the same thing. Things do change when you go into retirement, don't they?
They do, yes. So it's actually not overly complicated when we think about it, right? Money in, money out. As a matter of fact, some young people will come in now, and by the way, I'm a quote-unquote young person as well, so I'm not dogging on the young people out there, but some young people will come in because of technology and the fact that they can go on their bank website and see transactions at any point. They will say to us, I don't know where my money goes, right? And part of what they're getting at, and by the way, our grandparents would have never said that, because our grandparents had to keep a ledger, right? Because they didn't have an online bank. They didn't have a credit card even. They had to know at all times where their bank balance was by a ledger. But nowadays you can get confused because it's money in, money out. And if you don't keep track of that money out, you may not know where it all goes. It just kind of poof is gone. So in retirement, it's no different. It's money in, money out. The question is, how much will the money in be and where is it going to come from? And when will it kick in? So sometimes people retire at 60. They then want to pull Social Security at their FRA, full retirement age of 66, 67. And before you know it, they're like, well, I need to draw more from my portfolio now, but then in 5 or 6 years, I'll back that down when Social Security comes on. So CJ Malia, Janelle, how do I do that? Well, that's part of where having a professional can help you, because they can help you interpret that on a forward-looking basis.
We'll pick up on that in just a moment. And Robert checks in with us. Robert, welcome to the program. You're on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus. Hello, Robert.
You didn't answer the question.
Well, you're on the air now. You asked off the air. We put you on the air, bud. Welcome to the show.
Well, you didn't answer the question.
But you're on right now, Robert.
If and when. And how much do bonds belong in a retirement holding?
Yeah, good question, Robert. So the question was, is there a place for bonds, or how much should there be in bonds inside of a retirement portfolio? And the answer to that is absolutely. Absolutely, bonds can and should, under many circumstances, play a role inside of a retirement portfolio. How much is very much a personal question. But for some people, it can be all the way up to 70, 80, 90% of their portfolio if they just need very low, consistent rates of return. For others, it might be 20 or 30% of their portfolio in retirement, but they do play a critical role. We're not going to go through defining bonds today. We've done that on previous shows. But yes, Robert, great question.
Robert, fantastic question. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening this morning. And that clears open a line for you, too, as well. Our number here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. So we were talking about kind of planning your cash flow retirement versus pre-retirement and that income. Do we know? I mean, there's got to be some type of, obviously, everything is studied. How much time are people spending in retirement?
Yeah, so there's a couple rules of thumb. And as everybody knows, I kind of hate these rules of thumb because people don't know how to apply them to their lives. But I'll give them to you anyway. So one rule of thumb is about 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income, assuming your expenses don't change, is about what you'll need in retirement. again, about 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income, assuming there's no major change in your lifestyle or expenses. The other thing is that the average length of a retirement in the United States, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, is 18 years. Again, about 18 years. And the average person retires at 63. So 63 plus 18 years, you got to look at Social Security, pensions, and what you've saved. Is that going to be enough to sustain your expense structure over that 18-year time frame? And by the way, that's average. You might come from a family that has longevity, right? So you could be retired for 30 or 40 years. It just depends.
Very, very interesting stuff. As always, CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can also pick up the phone, give them a call. They'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Janelle and CJ. Take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in this segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Joanne Fabric and Craft Store. Talking about planning and making sure you are ready when it comes to withdrawal rate, when it comes to retirement. What about that 70 and a half? And you turn 70 and a half, things change. And one of the things is the potential for required withdrawal. Let's talk about that and you know, how fast of a withdrawal amount do you have to take when it comes to those RMDs at 70 and a half?
Yeah, at required minimum distributions, that's a perfect question to ask right now. Once you turn 70 and a half, the IRS requires you to take distributions. This is coming from your 401k, from your 403b, from your IRA. You have to look at what your year-end market value was of those accounts, and there's an IRS table that has all the factors on it, and that determines how much you need to take each year. For example, if you are 70 and a half this year and your birthday is between January 1st and July 1st, or June 30th to be exact, your factor is 27.4. And so that you divide your market value by the 27.4, and that gives you how much you need to take this year. And that amount is about 3.65%. Now, do you add that on top of what you're already taking? No.
Okay.
That comes out as part of what you're taking. You still want to maintain, you know, that 4%, or, you know, perhaps you were taking 2% before. You know, that's all you needed to take. You still have to take, bump that up a little bit to take the 3.65. And that does increase each year because as you get older, that factor goes down, so your distributions go up.
Very important distinction to make there, and definitely keep that information in mind. Real quick, before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, as we've been talking about this, and CJ, you mentioned, kind of described it as you know, putting a hole in the bucket to start. Is that a hard for people to do that when you guys see this every day? Is that hard for people to kind of make that? I would assume a lot of people want to be very conservative when it comes to, I've spent my lifetime working, filling this bucket. Now we're talking about putting that hole in there. I mean, that's got to be kind of a hard conversation for people sometimes to have. Is it's like, I've scored this prize. Now you want me to start draining it, looking into it, or what's how does that conversation go real quick?
Yeah, but I think Janelle can attest, we see everything across the spectrum. We see everything across the spectrum from, finally, I'm retired, I never want to go back to work again, and I just want to spend. And we have to kind of rein people in to say, well, we get it, but what's sustainable? And then there's a whole segment of our clientele that actually, this would probably be the majority of them, who really struggle to make that change, right? I mean, listen, it's like, I was talking to a client yesterday, said, if you had a 40-year smoking habit, right? And there's probably some listeners that have had this.
Sure.
And I said, tomorrow I need you to stop and reverse that, to go from smoking to now being a health nut. Mm-hmm. Like tomorrow. And by the way, if you don't do it, you could fail. It's like, whoa. And what am I talking about? Well, you've been saving and accumulating for 40 years, and now suddenly we want you to completely change that habit and now start using that money. And then to be confident that you're not going to run out, right? And people just go, whoa, I don't know that I can do that. I've always been pinching pennies, and now I feel like I'm stealing those pennies. Mm. And so there is very much a psychological aspect to this. And it's part of the reason we get hired, to be quite frank, because that psychological is too much. And if they get it wrong, mm-hmm. that fear kicks in, which is, I could run out of money before I run out of life. Mm-hmm. And so we can just be a good check, right? To say, hey, you're a smart person. You've got a great education. We do this like all day, every day for thousands of people. We're pretty good at it. Let us just look over your shoulder to make sure those numbers are still good. Maybe point out a couple flaws in the way you're thinking. And just those small deviations can be huge comfort for people entering retirement.
Important to work with a trusted financial advisor, that's for sure. And you talk about doing this all day, every day for generations as well. As Kloss Financial, you guys have been around for a very, very long time. Fantastic website, KlossFinancial.com. If you want more information on Kloss Financial, it's KLAASFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're going to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize. Fantastic one, as always, a $25 gift card for Joann Fabric and Craft Store. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, what is the current average length of retirement in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Joann Fabric and Craft Store. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that number 442-5637. CJ, Janelle, great to see both of you this week. You guys take care.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.